Here we go, boys and girls. So that was a smashing session I just had. I took a private windsurf lesson with someone that's never done it before. And oh my God, the tether works so well. Seriously, like, that has been definitely the breakthrough in my windsurfing teaching career. Like, using a tether is so useful because you keep the student with you at all times because they're on the tether, and they can see exactly what you're doing to replicate it. In terms of getting the sail up as well, if you're going at a good speed, you create a bit of a parent, so it's easier for them to pick up the sail. You can take them upwind, take them wherever you want to go, and it's, yeah, super easy. As long as you get the length right, I got it at about a board's length, roughly. If it's too close, every time you tack, they'll kind of like go into you. But if it's too long, it's a bit of a liability. You could get wrapped around things and yeah, it could cause a few problems there. So about a board's length is what I set it for. So we started off just the basics, getting balance, working out how to pick up the sail effectively. Remember, always use your legs, not your back, otherwise you're going to cause some injuries. But yeah, so we got through that, gained some board balance and some confidence out in the water. Bear in mind, it was actually pretty windy. To be fair, there were gusts of like just under 20 knots, I'd say. So for a beginner, that's pretty tough. Again, that's where the tether comes in really useful. But he did super well. He's had a background in sports, so he kind of had that kind of natural ability. You can always tell within the first like 10-15 minutes how they're going to pan out for the rest of the session. Are they improving pretty quickly because of their sporting background, or do they not really get it? Which is fine in both cases. You just got to judge like what it's going to be like. But yeah, he's very, very competent, up and balancing. I just got him going upwind, basically just tow him along in the secure position, really. And it's just, yeah, a chance for him to gain that balance. And then from there, we went on to the sailing position and did a few sort of static turns where I tacked while he sort of static turned behind me. And then we just went upwind and we just literally cruised around the harbour for a good solid hour. Just getting used to steering as well, and it was just going really well, to the point where we were so relaxed that we were kind of just having a chat out on the water. And I really like those sessions where it feels so relaxed, where you can kind of just, yeah, have a good time rather than being sort of teacher student, if that makes sense. Like, the traditional sort of education way to do things is have the teacher and then the student, and I prefer to create an environment where it's like you're both on the level playing field, and you're kind of just working together to kind of improve one person's skills, if that makes sense. Like, it's more of a collaboration rather than a, yeah. And I'm just giving like as much tips on along the way, but it's just a better feel and better experience. And especially with something like windsurfing, where people can be maybe deterred a little bit if it is quite tricky, it's better to make it a more fun and enjoyable experience and then build from that. Which is super cool. And yeah, he was doing really well, and we just finished off for the lesson with a few sort of static jibes, and going downwind, really. And for a beginner on their first time, that's pretty much, you never see that. You never see someone going upwind, downwind, tacking, jibing, and feeling super confident. So I was pretty happy with the way that I ran the session, and he was super happy with the result of where he ended up by the end. So it was all good. So hopefully we'll come back for a couple more sessions and keep up the windsurfing.